we've got a lot to look forward to in 2015.
Yeah.
Right?
We do.
Yes, we do. What do we have to look forward to?
I don't know, but you know what? Who does know?
Who knows?
Kelly Chambers, our next guest. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, right. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Early New Year.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you are an astrologer. You have this website is called theastrologersdaughter.com. Tell us a little bit about your background, first of all, where we can hear you and whatnot.
Oh, So I have a website called The Astrologer's Daughter, and it's actually a show I do with my mother, who got me interested in astrology back in high school. She got a chart read for me, and I was blown away by what this man, who I had never met, was able to tell me about my personality, and so I started studying and just really, you know, kind of delved into the astrology books and actually studied in Napa Valley with this guru named Stephen Forrest, who's fabulous, and then I started working for astrology.com. And doing, I actually still do their Facebook posting, so you guys can follow me there, or I also post on my own Facebook page, The Astrologer's Daughter. So yeah, I just find it fascinating and never thought it would turn into a career. But it's fun, and people seem to get a lot out of it, and so I enjoy, doing readings for people and sort of musing about what could happen in people's lives in the coming months based on transits and processions of the heavens, so to speak.
Looks like you went to UCLA, right?
I did go to UCLA, yes. Not for astrology, but for communications.
Nice.
So it was a natural segue. I stayed in LA after that, and I still do a little acting and improv, writing, and I'm sort of a hodgepodge of creative endeavors and pursuits, but astrology is sort of my bread and butter, strangely. So
Kelly, for our audience that may not completely know what astrology is, I think most people have an idea, but from a professional like yourself, how would you describe astrology? Why does it work, or why do you think it works, and what can people expect from that, especially if they get readings from you and so on?
Well, astrology, it's really based on the maxim of as above, so below. So everything is interconnected. Astrology is just attempts to put language to things that are already happening in our lives and consciousness. And really, I feel like the true value of astrology is that it really just reflects back to your own intuition. I think on some level, we all know the answers. They're all inside of us. In astrology, I think sometimes hearing it from a third person who's looking at something outside of you, so to speak, helps you just things click and go, I was already thinking that, but I think we have such a, sometimes we're reluctant to trust ourselves. And for whatever reason, telling a client that, Pluto is conjunct your moon. It is a very tough time. You are going to be expunging a lot of old patterns and shadows of the past. And it is a very emotional time, but it's also very powerful and sometimes just clear the foundation to sort of build a new one. So I think it does seem crazy to a lot of people, but, we actually are, it's not that the stars or the planets are actually outside of us. I mean, we're all made of the same sort of molecular structure. So what's just inside of us, and over thousands of years, people have observed the heavens and how they correspond to life on Earth. And there's just something to it. And it's not everything, but I think it empowers people to make the best possible decisions and just realize, if we work with the energy, that it helps us go downstream rather than trying to do stuff that we think we should do. Sometimes, Saturn's like, hey, slow down, follow the rules. And if it's Uranus, hey, make a break for it, break the rules, start anew. But it's sometimes just having language to match our inner process gives us permission to, listen. And most especially trust ourselves.
So the alignment of the stars are not. It sounds like what you're saying. It sort of sends messages that you certain people may be in for a certain time, a tough time, a good time, whatever type of time. But they can doesn't mean they can't overcome it. It's just sort of a signal, like, hey, be careful. Or is it more of a sentence that, hey, this is what's going to happen to you, and you have no control? Which one would you say it is?
Oh, well, I abide by evolutionary astrology, which is kind of what Stephen Forrest teaches. And it's that there's always free will.
Okay.
That, just as we come in with a certain set of circumstances, certain set of parents, lucky breaks or, you know, things that appear to be bad luck, we always have the power of choice.
Yeah.
So just because, like I said, a Pluto moon, it doesn't mean you have to, you know, sit in your bed in the fetal position for 6 months. Like, you can be like, oh, okay, I can go to, you know, get a therapist. I can journal. I can, you know. So it does, it is the interplay of making choices. It's just, sometimes it helps to be like, oh, you know, this is not happening. This is not randomly torturous or, you know, or to not take your good luck for granted. If Jupiter is going to your first house, it's time to really put yourself out there. So don't just lean back and depend on the stars to kind of deliver it to you. I mean, we're always creating and co-creating, I think, with the energy.
Right.
So it's definitely not a sit.
Absolutely. And, you know, earlier in the show, we spoke with Sarah Jansen with the World Almanac and Book of Facts. We heard a lot about 2014. It was kind of a downer of a year. And, you know, she wouldn't give me any hints on if 2015 was going to be more hopeful. I believe, as Mixed Nuts would say, in every pothole there is hope if you rearrange the letters. It really does work out. So
we can rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic, I guess, too.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
And so is there hope? Any general forecast for the world for 2015?
There's always hope. And, you know, in general, the biggest thing is I think we're really being shown the information and shown where, I think, globally our tactics have failed, perhaps. Like, I think now in 2015, and I will put out the save the date, March 20th, there's a solar eclipse. It's the seventh exact square of Pluto and Uranus, which, if you're into astrology, is a huge sort of revolutionary, all this tension, you know, kind of started with the Arab Spring and basically powerful governments and how we really want to have to come up with radical means to really stand in our power and sort of get our freedom back and act with authenticity. So that final hit is on March 20th. So I feel like by that point, we're really going to be challenged to make some big changes. And we are almost going to be forced to. So I think, you know, with all the major global crises from Ebola to ISIS to global warming to, you know, reacting with power, you know, acts of force to shows of force, I think we're really going to have to kind of face the truth and the limits that we have and really, you know, go into the heart and do some transformation is called for. So in that way, yes, we do have a choice. I think we're going to have to there's been a lot of purging over 2014, and Saturn's been in Scorpio, so it's been a lot of having to face up to what we haven't wanted to face. And I think now that, I think by the spring, we're really going to get it, whatever our personal struggle is. You know, it's a, you know, we're all sort of creating history as individuals, so I think we really are going to be forced to kind of be that change we wish to see in the world and kind of take responsibility, because we can't fake it anymore. We can't be an ego-driven society. So I think there's going to be a lot of makeovers in career, a lot of exciting, you know, things in relationships where we're sort of making the rules now, but it can't come from the ego. So I think a lot of us have been flattened in 2014. So I think we'll be rolled out by March, and then we'll really have this exciting, I think we're sort of going to have a sense of urgency to sort of remake ourselves and kind of take our power back.
Let me ask let me ask you this. In your journeys, and I don't know if this is related to astrology, I suspect it might be at some level, but recently I've been hearing more and more about something called Planet X. Have you heard that?
Planet X. You know what? I haven't.
Okay, they think it's the 10th planet. Well, they think it's the 10th planet of the universe, and no one's proved it's really there yet.
Of the universe or solar system?
Oh, I'm sorry, the galaxy.
Dave dreams
about actually,
it.
Actually, the galaxy.
The galaxy?
Get it straight, man.
Isn't we're our own galaxy. Isn't we're the Milky Way or something?
Milky Way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's the only kind of planets we're worried about.
Yeah, so they say it's a 10th, it's called like Nibiru or something. Ever hear of that? I think N-I-B-R.
I haven't. I mean, I have heard about, I think it had a less romantic name, like NBRX1. yeah. that was supposedly bigger than Jupiter.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's, and they've actually recently named it. So I have heard of that.
Yeah, and they
so
say it travels fun. Around the Earth and the Sun every 3,600 years. And they say, some people say they've actually seen it approaching, but I haven't gotten confirmation. And I was just wondering if, is that something that you've heard of? Because it evidently, if that's true, and as it gets closer, it could cause a polar shift north to south. And a lot of issues that I think are from the Bible as well. So I was just wondering if you had any take on that. And again, NASA said there's no such thing. A lot of astronomers say there's no such thing. And then you hear other astronomers say, yeah, they've actually have seen it on occasion. It's behind the sun coming towards. But again, I'm not trying to draw panic, but I'm just, I don't have confirmation either way.
The
I don't
war
know.
Of the worlds here.
So yeah. I'm trying to offer people hope, and Dave's trying to say that the world's coming to an end.
No, not necessarily. Move to Denver.
You want me to say yes or no to, is the apocalypse imminent?
Okay, we could start there.
Well, if it is, it'd be March 20th, around that time. I haven't heard of that, but I can see why they wouldn't want to necessarily disclose that information.
Yeah. Right.
So,
you're saying March 20th?
well, she's based on her.
Can you imagine? Yeah. save the date.
Right. She's sending out her save the date.
What do we save it for? Do we move? Anyway,
I don't know.
But I want to be clear. I do not have confirmation. I just have seen Google things and people like on Facebook. Some people believe it, some people don't. I don't know. You know, like the Mayan calendar deal, 2012
right,
was supposed
right.
to be the end of the world. That didn't quite happen then. It might have been the end of some people's worlds. But I was just wondering, as an astrologer, because you deal with planets, but this is the 10th planet, so maybe that's not one you have seen in your journey.
Yeah, if there is a 10th planet, doesn't that affect how you see things?
Yeah,
well, it would. It would be, yeah, it's like if we moved to, if we set up civilization on the moon, then we would have Earth would be a planet. Be like, oh, Earth is in your 10th house, your career, So, yes, every planet does have a sort of, makes an impact on your personality or the energies you're working with in this life. So, yeah, we'd have to, just like the asteroids, now they have we work with Chiron and Vesta and Black Moon Lilith, and, it's actually hard to keep up with. but yes, we would factor that in. You would read that, and, that would be a factor in the chart reading. Who's going to need a chart reading if the world's going to end? So.
That's true. Well, I kind of like some clarification here. I thought that 2014 was going to be my year, in terms of my career and my relationship. I don't have one. 602-252-1480.
He wants one, in other words. What's in it? What's his? Do a quick reading for him. What's in his charts?
Any general insight here?
I wish you guys would have given me your birthday. I could have pulled up both your charts.
Oh. What are you doing later tonight?
I could pull it up.
I'm a Capricorn.
Born? Okay, what day?
Oh, you are, me too.
Oh,
your birthday.
There you go.
Oh my God!
How old are both of you? We got a match here,
don't,
Eric.
Don't.
There you go, man. It's all set up.
It's all set up. There you go. It's not even the end of 2014.
Hey,
you still have till the 31st. So don't be such a doom and gloomsman.
Oh, no pressure there.
You can meet your mate.
So what do you think? Do you have a general intuitive feeling about Joseph? He's going to meet someone?
Oh, intuitive feeling? Or
do you need the stars?
I always have to distinguish myself from a psychic and also a palm reader. You must read palms. I am very intuitive, though it does help to have the chart and sort of a, jumping off point, and then obviously the intuition kicks in and you can see how the planets are, but as a Capricorn, what I can tell you is, mm-hmm. You are going through an intense period of transformation because Pluto, which is part of this big square up between Uranus, is going on right now. So you really have to, I bet you're sort of going through this, very wanting to be ambitious and kind of overhaul your life. And it's like there's this intensity and drive. But also, and it's hard for Capricorn, which is a very pragmatic sign and really wants to manifest things and sort of leave a legacy. And it's sort of, it's about the mountain goat getting to the top of the mountain. And Pluto is like you almost have to surrender to greater forces and being able to follow a higher will. And I'm not talking about God necessarily, but whatever your higher self is, you really almost have to humble yourself and be and kind of embrace the mystery and go with that, go where you're guided, because there's a lot of power for Capricorn available. But I think sometimes they get a little one-tracked, you know, a little myopic, and just they want ambition and fame and wealth and power for its own sake. And it's really about, you know, how can you be a better, more whole human being and impact the world and do something that really is an authentic expression of, you know, how you can sort of help rather than just selfish ego drives. Capricorn. No, I'm kidding.
That sounds very accurate, by the way. Remarkably accurate. And yeah, so I'm hoping, you know, so we're both Capricorn. I'm hoping that you have a great year next year, because
Thank
if you have a great year, that means that I'm going to have a great year.
That's true.
No,
doesn't that
matter? It doesn't matter like when you were born and the time you're born and where the sun sign and the moon sign was and all those?
It definitely does. Yeah. So sun sign astrology, why that's very powerful, and the sun is, you know, the center of you know, around which all their planets orbit and all of that. But you do, depending on the exact time you're born, you're charged with like nobody else's. You'll have a specific rising sign, which is how you come across when people first meet you. We call it like the cocktail personality. Your moon sign will be different. You'll have, you know, your Mars, Jupiter, Venus will all be in certain signs, and how those planets interplay, kind of the geometric aspects they make with one another, will really will really affect the character and give you a sense for this human being and the unique energy they have and kind of their destiny, though wow. Free will is always involved.
Which is very important.
It's very deep, guys. Very deep.
And that makes sense. By the way, real quickly before we wrap it up, Planet X,
yes.
It's Nibiru, N-I-B as in boy, I-R-U. And that's the planet that, if you Google it, you'll see, you know, some people agree, some people don't. They say it's beyond Jupiter, so four times the size of Earth. Who knows? We'll see what happens. So March 20th.
Right, March 20th.
So well, within a couple, I mean, but that's sort of the new moons around that, or the solar eclipse. There's a new moon, so the big kind of ending beginning. So who knows? But it could, you know, these are all just metaphors for the inner. Maybe it's an end of an era and sort of the beginning of a new way of, I don't know, dealing and sort of interfacing with the world. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
hopefully it's a party.
I hope so. But Kelly Chambers, astrologer, thank you so much for joining us. Everyone check out theastrologersdaughter.com. And we want to thank you again so much for joining us, helping us celebrate New Year's Eve. And again, I wish you a very happy 2015.
Thank you. You as well. Thanks for having me on.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.